Welcome back, nerds. Let's log in before we log out for the end of the year. It's your boy Braden on this cold negative something today degree day.
Man,
fuck all that noise.
Does it suck? Had to do it today because I'm not leaving my house tomorrow.
Dude, I am not.
Like, at all. I got everything I needed today. I was like, if I ain't got it, then fuck it.
Yep, that's exactly what I did before I came home today. In front of me, I have.
It's your boy, Tristan. Back at it like a crack addict.
They consistent.
Right. Shout outs Bottles and Brews. Get your holiday drink on.
Real shit.
At Bottles and Brews. Tell Nicky Bobby sent you.
Yep, and get some rumchata. That's... Tis a season type drink. At least when I think of winter, I think of rum chata.
I'm not a drinker, so. But today,
we gonna DCU. Talk about
the DCU.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start it with this and The Rock's statement on it. He says, and I quote, "My passionate friends, I wanted to give you a long-awaited Black Adam update regarding the character's future in the new DC universe. James Gunn and I connected, and Black Adam will not be in their first chapter of storytelling. However, DC and Seven Bucks, which is The Rock's production company, have agreed to continue exploring the most valuable ways Black Adam can be utilized in future DC multiverse chapters. James and I have known each other for years and have always rooted for each other to succeed, and it's no different now. I will always root for DC, and in parentheses, Marvel, to win and win big. After 15 years of relentless hard work to finally make Black Adam, I'm very proud of the film we delivered for fans worldwide. I will always look back on the fan reaction to Black Adam with tremendous gratitude, humility, and love. We did great. To my very passionate and vocal Black Adam / superhero genre fans, I love you, thank you, and will always listen to you and to my best and do my best to deliver and entertain you."
Which... Black Adam was pretty legit.
It was. It was. Could it have been better? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, like, was it solid for what it was?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a pretty solid, especially for DC.
Yeah.
It was solid.
Yeah. And the way he phrased it, future DC multiverse chapters.
Now, here's my thing with that. Because I know they're going to try and do, like, a crisis type bullshit where they bring people back in. Because that's why people are like, well... Henry Cavill still has a chance of coming back as an older Superman. I'm like, I get it. I understand. I was like, but I don't want another retelling of Superman understanding his powers. We had Smallville for that. We have so many DC animated movies for that, which that's where they're killing it. Like,
yeah, we don't... unless it's characters that most people don't know about, i.e. a Moon Knight or a Miss Marvel, some shit like that, or going into the DC realm, like a Midnighter or Red Hood or some shit like that. It's not just, like, common knowledge to casual fans.
Yeah.
We don't need fucking origin stories.
You don't even stories. Need to know, like, be like, they can be new to DC and already know Superman's upbringing.
Yeah.
Because it's so common.
Yeah. He's comic book Jesus. I'm like, everybody fucking knows him.
Right. So it's like, I mean, all you gotta do is just pick up and run with it. And I think what... Safran and Gunn is doing is bold.
Yeah.
Definitely bold, since they're pretty much recasting everybody.
Yep.
And
it's already been half-ass leaked that Jason Momoa will be Lobo.
Yeah, well, he's been wanting Lobo for a minute.
And he was fine to give up Aquaman. Like, yeah, fuck Aquaman. I'll be Lobo. Cast whoever the fuck you want now. I don't care.
Yeah, they had to get rid of Amanda Heard anyway. So.
Yeah, and that's a win-win for them.
Yeah. But, like...
Even though she's the perfect goddamn...
Dude. She acted her ass off. Even though she's toxic, and I'm a person who's been on the receiving end of her toxicity with other people, like, especially with my custody battle, I get it. I was like, but if somebody can play, can act and be that role, then you gotta let them have it. I'm sorry. Like, I don't like that she used her victimhood to push a false narrative, but...
Right.
It's just one of those things, like... She can act, though.
So now this current slate of DCU shit that's about to come out is going to be the last of, and what a lot of people don't realize, casual fans, that this version of DC we've been seeing is influenced by the New 52.
Yep.
So now that they're essentially, you know, the rumor mills are churning and, like you said, a crisis type event, which would be the catalyst to introduce the new new casting of characters.
Which I guess that's tied into the Flash movie.
Right.
That Flashpoint and Crisis is the same thing. I'm just saying that this is their out.
It's the best out they can have right now. So that being said, and apparently Mr. Patton's goddamn Batman is making the jump. Like, they want to keep him on as the Bat.
Yeah, because they want to do a younger-ish Superman. Cavill had to go.
Which leads me to my fantasy casting question. Who do you put in these roles now? Or who would you like to see in these roles?
Man, for Superman, it's got to be somebody I don't know. Somebody just fits the role. Like, a guy who looks like he could physically be Superman but can act. But nobody we fucking know. I don't want to see a well-known actor play it because it's gonna put a bad taste in my mouth with our Superman, Henry Cavill.
Fair enough. Now, we had the Jason Momoa Aquaman. You know, and we got the Aquaman 2 movie coming. Now, when they snatch him out of that role after this second film, he's effectively Lobo, which I think we can all agree is a great fucking choice. Do you want them to see, or do you want to see them cast Aquaman as the blonde-haired, blue-eyed?
It's going to be. I'm calling it.
I have the same. As soon as I saw all this shit, I was like, they're about to make Aquaman white as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. I have no doubt in my mind. I mean, I have no problem with blonde hair, blue eye Aquaman. No problem with it. I'm just saying they're going to go out of the way to flip everything to their vision. Because he did say, and I'll say this, he wants his movies to be kind of like Justice League, the cartoon, and Young Justice. Young Justice is legit as shit.
Dude, Young Justice is so dope that I still haven't finished season 4 because I don't want it to be over.
Well, I mean, like, they don't wrap it up. It's not wrapped up at the once you get to all the episodes. It's an open season 4 right now. Yeah. It's just on hiatus.
I got to the part where Connor died. Yeah. On Mars, which I'm assuming he is not dead, but no. Okay.
No. But like, yeah, that whole, like, it's, I don't know. I don't know how he's going to spin this. If he's going to go with a younger Superman, but have like a Young Justice feel. I'm assuming it's going to be like, as far as young Superman, it's going to be Superman doing his own thing before the League is even assembled.
Like, he just finished his Masters of Journalism and he's fresh at the Daily Planet type young Superman. Nah, I'm fine with that. As long as we ain't got to see him go through his childhood and all his powers. And
we don't need that. We don't need that. It's needless. Do what they did with Black Adam. Just kind of go back and forth between like his past to tie in what's going on in the present. Shit like that. That was good.
You know what's crazy? While James Gunn now has control of the DC, I want him to do a sequel to Brightburn.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, so this is where a lot of people I've actually been discussing with, because like, oh, you guys don't understand the amazingness that is James Gunn, and what he's done with DC so far. I'm like, he's done one thing good with DC. He made somebody irrelevant like Peacemaker a funny fucking show, which there was no bar to set. So right. He could set that bar himself. Like, well, what about Suicide Squad? I'm like, it was trash. It had heavy hidden star power from people we know, but that's where that stopped. Like,
the
for
first
me,
one?
First and second.
Second one was way better.
Well, yeah, it was way better, but, like, I mean, it was normal DC shit at that point. I'm like, he didn't blow our minds with Suicide Squad. He just put a bunch of people that we knew, like, we want to see them play these roles. Yeah.
And like you said, he gave us John Cena as Peacemaker, who nobody knew they wanted that.
Yeah.
But
I had low expectations watching it, but it was so fucking funny that I could not put it down. Yeah. I binge watched the whole fucking thing.
Peacemaker was fucking hilarious, dude.
But I mean, outside of that, like, Guardians of the Galaxy is like his main baby in terms of superhero shit, and it's not one of the bigger shows. It has good moments, but like volume one and two are just okay in terms of other Marvel movies. Like, I mean, outside of that, like,
one got praise in my mind for A, bringing a group of superheroes that people didn't really know about.
Yes.
And was able to make a huge profit on it. So kudos to that. And B, it was the first into space Marvel movie that we had. So it was like,
yes,
Marvel's Star Wars, essentially.
And again, it's people who like low expectation type heroes. He's trying to tackle the man in blue. Like you said, yeah, the comic Jesus. Like, this is a big role. You can't fumble this bag. Because if you do, then you're going to be just like everybody else. I mean, it was, well, Zack Snyder sucked. I'm like, no. The first Justice League was terrible. But the Snyder Cut, people went back and watched that bitch multiple times. And
the first one was terrible because Joss Whedon came in, yes, and changed the whole fucking tone of scenes. Thing.
Cut everything.
Yeah.
You had to watch the Snyder Cut, which was absolutely longer. But it was good.
Yeah. It was so good that it didn't feel long.
And I think it was just a personal vendetta that they had against
Zack Snyder. About time I rewatched that son of a bitch, honestly.
I mean, like, why not?
Yeah, so good.
It's the last taste you're going to get of Henry Cavill.
The Snyderverse could have been so dope. He showed the world, I know what I'm doing. Just leave me alone to my own devices.
Yeah. He was a nerd director.
He even redeemed Jared Leto's Joker in that fucking Justice League.
Yeah.
Because when you see Joker in the epilogue, you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, no, I can see Jared Leto as Joker. I mean, even though I'm one of the very few that love gangster Joker.
Well, at first I was not on board until somebody explained it to me. Like, Joker. Like, every Joker we've ever had, first of all, you can't put him up there with the GOAT.
With Heath.
He even explained Heath's Joker. He's like, you know why these different Jokers are so great? It's because Joker is an era. The era of which it is made. He is that chaos of that time. He's like, the Joker we had with Heath was not a Joker nobody expected, but he was literally chaos. Like, he was just all for chaos, and it was planned chaos. I was like, the one we had with Anakin, which nobody fucking knew until recently, like, our Luke Skywalker was the voice of Joker. I'm like, dude, this guy's killing it.
Right.
Like, as a cartoon, this man is killing it. And for that era when we were growing up, like, he was the perfect balance between comedy and chaos, but Heath's is just straight chaos. So then we had gangsta Leto Joker. Like, it was because of the setting in that movie, like, he had to fit that kind of Joker. So it was like a different, there's phases to this shit, and they all
I saw tie somebody into it. On Twitter said Jack Nicholson's Joker is cocaine, Heath Ledger's Joker is heroin, Jared Leto's is meth.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I was just like, okay.
Well, because, like, I started thinking about, like, because when you think of, what's that, like, Joker verse? It's like the Dark Knight or something like that.
Oh, the Bat Who Laughs?
Yes. So, like, when he becomes, like, a god almost, like.
Yeah, the Bat Who Laughs.
Yeah, so it's
he's got that spike, like, crown, yep, type thing, and yeah.
Like, and I thought about that, I was like, okay, so yeah, it all ties in, because there's, no matter what, as long as there's some type of chaos, Joker will always, like, reincarnate in a way.
And then plus, when Batman in that story arc sat in the Morbius chair, or the Mobius chair, that, side note, no mortal being should be able to sit in it and survive.
Batman is plot armor.
But somehow, Bruce fucking Wayne does it. When he asked who the Joker was and it don't give you the answer, he's just like, no fucking way.
He was omniscient.
Yeah.
He knew everything about everything. But still, there was no answer because everyone can be Joker.
Joker is multiple.
Yes.
As long as there's a Gotham, there will be a Joker. Like, god damn.
Yep.
All right.
It's a concept. And that's when I really understood. Like, I was like, all right, now I get Jared's. Because I wasn't thinking contextually. I was just thinking, what's in front of my face? Which is kind of where you have to pad your movie around, is what's in front of their face, because a lot of people are getting new to this shit. They're starting to embrace nerddom.
And so, I hope they do what the Batman did. And that's, granted, Riddler is a pretty well-known character. I feel like he's one of the upper echelon in terms of Batman's role villains, at least in terms of people see a question mark suit, they know who the fuck it is. Yes. They have an idea. But he's still lesser known than the Joker. Like, well, yeah, everybody
that's
just
a big shadow.
Yeah, everybody assumed Batman. Oh, Joker. When is, I'm like, I'm kind of getting tired of the fucking Joker. Like, he has a whole rogue of goddamn villains. Can we just start low and work the fucking way up?
Yep, you got Penguin, Two-Face, Solomon Grundy. Is Grundy Batman or Superman? Yeah, I think he's like interchangeable.
I think Grundy's everybody's problem.
Okay, that's fair.
I was like, but shit, even like lesser knowns, like fucking Calendar Man. He's a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
He's a goddamn psycho. Like, is he superpowered and all that? No. But he's a fucking psycho. Which fits into that the Batman aesthetic they were doing with that.
Would you want James Gunn to hire Clark and Lois Superman from CW? You think they would?
I'd be okay with it. I like him as a Superman. Like, I like Superman and Lois as a show.
I don't know where I'm at with him yet, but like, I like him. I don't hate him, but it's just like, it was just Henry Cavill was just like, "That's my Superman." Like,
what about Wonder Woman? Because Wonder Woman, the first movie, was dope.
Mm-hmm.
Probably DC's best movie until the Snyder Justice League.
Yep.
Second one, not so much.
No, because I didn't want them to stay in, like, the older days. I wanted her to, like, all right, we already did that shit in the first one. We know she lives a long time because she did Justice League.
Right.
So when you went back and did Wonder Woman 2, like, she should... You can still have Cheetah, but not 1984.
Right.
You know?
Like, and for what? Plus, it directly contradicts fucking Justice League before it. Because,
exactly.
Like, this bitch learned how to fly in 1984. Why the fuck was she not
riding,
flying,
yeah,
fighting Doomsday? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, I just... I think there was a big, like, disconnect somewhere in the writing room.
Yeah.
And that's why I believe you should at least have one nerd writer. Like, hey, this is what happened in the comics. If you guys want to get away from it, let's just get ahead of this right now. So when the nerds come, they're not surprised.
Absolutely. I volunteer as tribute.
Me too.
Like, let me be in that writer's room. Like, oh. That's not how that went at all.
Well, I'm like, look, you can't do that. You can. But here is where you are going to get shit on.
Yeah.
Because this is what the fans are going to expect.
So because I didn't like her until I actually watched the movie, Gal Gadot as fucking Wonder Woman, I really want them to cast Alexandria Daddario.
Yeah. Yeah. Dark hair, blue eyes. Like, yeah. That's
fucking perfect.
She's young.
And she's Greek.
She is.
So I'm just like, just fucking winner right there. Just please get it done.
Yeah, we need to blow that shit all the way up.
Yeah. We're going to put that on TikTok.
But Blue Beetle's also coming.
Yeah. But he's young to where
Production started. No, it's already been started.
It's already, I think it's shooting's already been wrapped, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right, because I've already seen the movie posters. So that's going to be the last bit of Warner Brother Discovery.
Yep. But if they're smart, they keep him as Blue Beetle because he's young as fuck. So
yeah, you can definitely spin it however you want.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, he's making a lot of bold moves, James Gunn and Safran, but like you could fumble the bag real easily. This is a brittle bridge.
Yeah, it could either go really well or really bad.
And like I said, he has a reputation for doing... like, low-tier heroes. I'm sorry. I like his heroes. I like Peacemaker. I like the Guardians of the Galaxy, but, like, these aren't, like, headliners.
Like, not at all, dude. And I have comic books galore. And even when I was like, Peacemaker?
Real shit.
Who the fuck asked for that? Like,
right. In my whole debate community, nobody has ever used Peacemaker. Not none of his helmets for equipment. Nothing. Nothing, not nothing.
Nothing. And he actually has dope-ass equipment.
He does. But, like, I mean, like I said, he's now James Gunn is getting a hold of the heavyweights. This is like a college coach going to the NFL. Like, and
that often doesn't pan out.
Right.
Nick Saban.
Right. So, I mean, or like when Matt Leinart, three or two-time Super Bowl or Heisman Trophy winner, went to the Cardinals. Shit the bed. Like.
Yeah. Won two national titles, a Heisman, get drafted in the top 10, and now you're a sports commentator. Yeah. Right. And it didn't take that long to transition to that.
Yeah. No, it was just, it was the same thing. Like Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
An absolute devastating weapon in college. Goes to NFL, he was meager.
Mediocre at best. He's most famous
for getting... He got in at a good time.
He's most famous for getting rocked by the...
Sheldon Brown. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. NFL, I mean, he got the Super Bowl. He got a free Super Bowl out of Drew Brees, but...
He did.
Yeah.
And then he retired out of fucking Miami, I think. But, like, that's pretty much where it could go wrong for James Gunn. He could fumble the bag in the big leagues by handling somebody that has a mantle like Superman.
Right.
So,
especially if he gives, if he does an origin story, like we don't.
He already got ahead of that on Twitter. Thankfully. Did he? Yeah.
What'd he say?
Well, somebody asked, please tell me it's not an origin story. He's like, no.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm cool. I'm cool with like your idea. Just fresh out of fucking college, getting that job to in the Metropolis. Yep. And, or at the Daily Planet, new to Metropolis and doing that whole spiel.
Yes.
I'm cool with that. Also,
Smallville, God, I just remember. It was like a brain blast from Jimmy Neutron. Just brain blast! Like, so, Smallville, mm-hmm. Lex Luthor, he's throwing his hat in the ring. Like, if you guys need a Luthor, I'll reprise the role. He was actually a good one.
I'd be okay with him or dude from 2.5 Men.
Yes. Who's on Supergirl. Dude, low-key, I did not expect him to be so good.
Dude, he saved Supergirl for me when they introduced him. I was like, I'm kind of over Supergirl. And then he came, and I was like, I'm going to give him a shot. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yo, this is a good Luthor.
Like, really good. Like, and the way him and Lena Luthor play off each other.
I'd be okay with Lena Luthor being cast as Wonder Woman, too.
Dude, yeah, because she got some crazy eyes, too.
She's so goddamn.
Dude, she is. She's a baddie. Whew. But the CW knows how to cast their women.
They really fucking do. Like, James Gunn takes notice.
I hope so, too.
He could even bring, like, Thunder and Lightning into that goddamn universe. They're lesser known.
Yeah.
Recast Black Lightning if you want to make him younger.
Yeah. Oh, we could get Jet Jackson. Not Jet Jackson, but Static Shock. Like, Jet Jackson could have played Static Shock.
You got a Ouija board and a fucking seance material, bud? Because that's the only way we get him back.
I hate you. No, but like, we could get Static.
Yeah, and from what I've read, the kid from Stranger Things plays Lucas.
Or the black kid from On My Block.
Never watched it.
Oh, he plays nerdy so well. But, like, when he goes through his little, his player phase, I was like, oh, yeah, he could definitely play.
So, to summarize, with new casting, you prefer unknowns?
I think it's safer because the expectation would leave people more ambiguous. Like, they would want to look up their work and shit like that. Like, when you go with the big names, like, oh, I can't picture this motherfucker as Superman.
And one final before we get out of here. What project do you think they want Ben Affleck to direct?
Probably Batman.
So I was thinking that too, but...
But, like, they could go, like, Batman Beyond-ish. Like, he can play an older Bruce. Because, like, they can just make him look older, and then they can use him for the next 10 years.
And then what if all this is just a smokescreen? They just telling us, and James Gunn is telling Henry Cavill and The Rock to, hey, put these statements out.
The thing
and
about Henry's fucking post is that the door wasn't completely shut, just like The Rock.
Same with The Rock. So I was like, man, the way you're wording this makes me think, like, y'all have something going on.
Yeah, so I don't think he's completely out of the door. He's just not in their current vision right now.
Which is fine. Like, I want to
even have him play, like, another bad Kryptonian or a villain or something like that. He's just done being this Superman, their Superman.
Yeah. So
he could be a different Superman. He could be Ultraman for all we fucking know. We don't know.
God, with the Syndicate?
Yeah, they can really, they, like I said.
Dude, take him, Gal Gadot, fucking Momoa, yes. and Affleck, and make them the Syndicate? That would be fucking dope.
Yeah, no, I was just like.
That would be dope.
Because I was really reading that shit a couple times. I was like, yeah, I'm going to post it in the group just so it's going to be like a little bookmark. So I can go back to this shit.
That would be dope.
But yeah, no, you can quote us on that. We're going to log out, and we're going to talk about something else. Log out.